Hello there, Lachlan. Yeah. Hello there, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah. And come up, massive.
Wow.
Hello.
I don't know.
Hello.
Didn't sound the same as the record at all.
It sounded better.
Hello there, Lachlan and Michael from Hunting Grounds. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
We meet again, Lindsay.
Indeed we do. No, it dates back, doesn't it? It dates back to when we were on your turf. We crawled into Ballarat in 2009.
Yeah.
You barely made it out alive.
That old biscuit.
That was a pretty full. That was the show, in fact, that your basketball court barely made it out alive when Versus Science broke the basketball court ground at Ballarat High.
Yeah, that was good. We didn't even get any trouble for that.
Yeah, we were all sweet.
Imagine if you got busted for winning Unearthed High.
Yeah.
give the school a couple of copies of the record, it'll be fine.
Yeah, maybe.
How has this week been for you guys? The album comes out today. The listening to the songs as they played on Triple J all this week.
Yeah, it's been really good. It's been weird sort of walking into shops and hearing my voice on the radio and all that stuff. But yeah, it's been a good week and that album's finally out, so we're happy. Happy with that.
What is it like? I've never had to do those intros, album intros. What does it feel like having to like sort of contextualise each song like that, just like you and Galen did?
It was pretty easy. I don't know. It wasn't too bad. Who do we have? Who's the guy that does it?
Lachlan Macara.
Lachlan, yeah, he's a legend. So he made it pretty easy.
Now, we've just been talking about fireworks because the wonderful San Diego Independence Day celebration didn't go off that well. 15 minutes worth of fireworks went off, and I'm guessing 15 million bucks worth of them, off in about 15 seconds, hearing some great fireworks stories. In fact, Mitchell from Brizzy just sent this one. We bought fireworks in Switzerland in 2010. We're chasing everyone in the hostel around, pretending to be Harry Potter, yelling out different spells as they were shooting out. That is a terrible thing to do, and I do not condone it. That's pretty funny. Before we get into talking about, in hindsight, your album, do you have a Hunting Grounds fireworks story?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Lachlan does.
It's like the last day of term three, I think it was, in year 11.
In year 11.
We're like, oh, you know, we're going to do some badass stuff.
Day in term three. You guys get into like muck up day early.
Yeah, that's the day.
Super early. So then we're like, oh, no, we're going to play a prank on the IT teacher Doofy. So then we're like,
he hates everyone. He was born with the unfortunate name and became a computer guy. So he just got so much, copped so much S.
Wow.
From the students.
Plenty of S. So then someone came up with this amazing idea to throw some fireworks into his office.
Bumblebee one.
Yeah, those little bumblebee ones that sort of.
I can't believe he didn't get fired. Yeah. So, the amount of things he ran out of that office saying after Lachlan threw it in.
Well, let's face it. I can't believe that was a bad thing to do. I can't believe you guys weren't expelled. Imagine.
Bad thing? Trying to brighten up his day, Lindsay.
Yeah. Trying to make him one of the boys.
This is what you said to the vice principal when you got hauled before them.
I don't even reckon we got caught.
No, Lachlan ran away and we didn't see him for the rest of lunchtime. So.
I became ill.
If there is anyone in the listening in a supervisory role at that school who wants to call in right now and have Lachlan apologise and do some kind of retribution.
What's the name of the principal?
I don't want to start dragging more names into this. Hey, Michael and Lachlan from Hunting Grounds are in the studio. Brand new album is called In Hindsight. We're actually going to chat about that more than the terrible things you guys did at school. Imagine if you'd been expelled and therefore weren't eligible for Unearthed High.
Oh, mate. Don't get me started on that.
On Triple J, that is Hunting Grounds and Floors from In Hindsight, and a couple of the gentlemen from Hunting Grounds in the studio making weird noises.
Isn't Lindsay a girl's name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't.
Ooh.
Hey, dudes, I will take away your feature album status.
Ooh. Oh, mate, you've only got 2 days left.
You can't do that. You haven't got that much authority, Lindsay.
You're right, I don't. Gosh, you've got me. Michael and Lachlan from Undergrounds in the studio. And can I just let you know, Miss Kelly from Ballarat High School's texted in and she says...
No.
She says...
No way.
She says, tsk, boys, surely you'd never pull those antics in the Robinson Centre. Now, is the Robinson Centre where the Miss Kelly's domain?
It's the drama Miss Kelly.
Sorry, we had a separate one that was some sort of...
Oh, there's several Miss Kellys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was for a while.
My music teacher was Miss Kelly, actually. She was cool.
She,
No, she was cool. And so Miss Kelly, the drama teacher, you guys did drama as well as music.
No. She was a new teacher.
Yeah, she
though,
just shares the same office as the music department.
Hi, Miss Kelly.
Hello, Miss Kelly.
Hello, Miss Kelly.
Now, so that is Flaws by Hunting Grounds. Do you remember in 2009 when we dragged you guys out of Ballarat High School, and this is what you guys sounded like? Now, there's a whole lot of rock and roll on in hindsight, but it is fair to say that you guys have undergone somewhat of a metamorphosis, and Flaws is one of the first songs that you guys messed with. So how did that all go down?
It was originally like a really sort of boring rock song that we brought into the studio as a B-side, and then Woody, our producer, decided to make it some kind of like synth pop bliss. I don't know.
You just wanted to like freak people out. I was like, mess with people.
That was literally his aim.
What did you think when he said that?
Okay.
And then
whatever. You can have this B-side,
mate.
You
can do whatever you want.
See how it goes.
So you actually didn't think, you just thought, oh, it'll just be a B-side.
Well, you know, we always had faith in Woody. But we didn't actually expect it to be on the album when we brought it in, so.
All right. Yeah. That's pretty cool. This is Woody, who he works with Children Collide and The Living End and stuff. So he's got a fairly good pedigree.
He knows his stuff. Old Woody.
But we don't want him to, like, get ahead of himself or anything.
Yeah.
So was that the sort of the turning point, or I guess the moving point for Hunting Grounds to move into, you know, sort of a different, more sort of diverse territory?
No, I think it was that song was the different song on the album when we brought it in, because the rest sort of sounded like that. I think we're trying to make it fit. The aesthetic of the album more than anything.
So what was it that that made you guys think, let's get vast, let's expand out?
I just wanted to really impress you.
We were just like, we want to write this album that Lindsay is gonna adore us for.
He's gonna really dig it.
we wrote for, you know, the first half of 2011, and then all these rock songs and stuff like that, the sort of the music that we'd been pigeonholed as genre-ly or whatever, if that's even a word. And then it got halfway through the year and we just decided to start writing music we actually liked and wanted to listen to. So sort of how it sort of came about, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. And you went to where Woody did the recording, was in a converted church?
Yes. It's also our office, so it's right. Awesome.
So you actually have an office with a recording studio in it?
Well, the recording studio is downstairs and the crucial music office, which is our...
It's haunted too.
Our lady, Ray Harvey. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Ray. How you going? It is haunted, Ray.
Okay, wait a second. So you guys think it's haunted. Your manager doesn't think it's haunted.
She claims that it isn't.
Yeah. Right.
Galen and I have proof.
You have proof?
Yeah, we got freaked out one night there.
What?
Well, is that proof? You getting freaked out, is that proof?
Well, it's my word against the ghost's word, I guess.
What happened?
Well, we're staying there one night, and then Galen and I we weren't sleeping together. We were just,
experimenting.
Maybe laying next to each other is a better word. And then we heard all these creepy sounds coming up the stairs, and then, needless to say, Galen and I both were a little frightened. And
it's the worst story ever.
There's nothing else. You sure this wasn't someone? I'm sure this wasn't Daniel, because I know Daniel, the drummer in Hunting Grounds, likes to take the piss sometimes. In fact, I believe he nominated at least one of you for the Friday F-Wit every week for a while there.
Yeah.
I ruined his basketball shoes, and he's still a little upset about it.
Sorry, Daniel.
Finally, we're getting to the bottom of this brand new album, the debut album from Hunting Grounds. It's all about ghosts and ruined basketball shoes. On Triple J with the Doctor, in the studio from Hunting Grounds, Michael and Lachlan.
Hello.
Hey.
Might I say you look very good in that leather visor and those army cargo shorts.
Thank you.
And that Vote for Pedro t-shirt you're wearing today, hey. Lindsay.
It's Dress Normally Friday, and
yeah.
I've come to the party. we'll get some photos up.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, you guys, so the album is out today, I believe. Is that correct? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you guys are heading out on tour in a couple of weeks' time after Splendor in the Grass for the World on the 3rd of August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys played these songs from this new album live yet?
We've never, ever once played Flaws.
Flaws.
We released Flaws and then a week later we played in Sydney. And we didn't know how to play the song. it was like so much to the point that two guitarists in the band didn't know how to play it, because it was like such a winged song in the studio that we sort of forgot what the parts were.
Wow.
So So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a good tour.
It's time to get back to that haunted studio and get rehearsing, I reckon. Yeah. Hey, this is how the album starts. This is In Hindsight from In Hindsight. No idea where we're from. It's clear. Where we are going, I fear, is nowhere. Optimistic start to the record, gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I presume we're going to fail, so got to put it at the start of the album. Just to give some people some heads up that it's not going to be fun for the next 10 tracks. It's going to be a really average ride.
Well, it's not, otherwise it wouldn't have been featured. But it is, I guess, sort of setting the scene that it's not going to be all guitars and drums and bass and stuff.
Yeah, it was Woody's idea to put that at the start of the album. Everyone thought it was a bit crazy at the start, but we decided to put it there to sort of, I guess, trip people out a bit.
Yeah, just to give them a little something different.
With six people in the hunting grounds, is it, like, for writing the album and recording it and stuff, did you have to all, like, learn different instruments, like, or having Galen on keyboards, did it make it easy to flesh out the sounds with the big synth and stuff?
It was pretty easy. I don't know. It was pretty...
we had heaps of fun. We just played heaps of FIFA.
Yeah, we played a lot of console soccer, unbranded console soccer.
Thank you.
Throughout the time.
That's very good.
Yeah, it was such a relaxed experience. When people ask us how the album recording was, we always talk about the unbranded console soccer playing. Because we literally spent 50% of the album playing.
I know this is your debut album. You'll soon find out that when it comes to recording albums, most of the time is spent playing unbranded game consoles. Yeah. Console gaming is massive with the album recording fraternity. But also with a six-piece, was there any resistance to, like, you know, you have, you know, metamorphed so much in style. Was there much resistance to that within the band? Or was everyone kind of into it?
No, I don't think so. Everyone was sort of on the same wavelength, I think. It was easier than we thought it was going to be. The one we recorded in colour, it was so quick that we sort of argued. Well, I argued, because I always argue. But this time it was just, I don't know, everyone just got it. Everyone was happy and it was easy.
Yeah, nice. And Woody was just on board with everything.
Woody is bloody on board.
You know, he's usually hard to please.
He's usually really, just really hard and...
Moving on, Hunting Grounds are in the studio. Who, of course, when we unearthed you guys, were named Howl. Are you fine with Hunting Grounds now? It's all safe. Was there any confusion when it happened?
Yeah, because we didn't release a song for like
a year.
Yeah, we hadn't released a song for ages, and we didn't release a song under Hunting Grounds for 6 months or something.
I heard a great story that someone actually asked someone in the band, are you guys mates with Hunting Grounds?
Yeah.
John got asked whether Hunting Grounds and Howl were friends.
They're friends, yeah. Seems to happen a lot. We are not... we are, actually. No, we are the same band, everybody, so...
Very good.
Gob on that.
That's difficult. It's difficult. It's all fine. All right, well, you guys are... the album is out today, and you're getting on the road from the 3rd of August to the Elsewhere Bar on the Gold Coast, heading around a bunch of shows, including the Corova Lounge in Ballarat on the 24th of August. And the Toff in Town in Melbourne on the 25th of August is the final show of the tour. And you've got a show next week for the good people who really, really like the band heaps.
Yeah, the people that entered the Facebook competition and won tickets.
Yeah, lucky enough to win.
Lucky enough.
It's going to be one hell of a rock and roll show.
Well, are you going to learn Flaws by next week?
Yeah, we can now play it.
We can play it. Good. So it should be all right, I think. All right. Hopefully, Dr. McDougall.
Hey, well, we'll find out. We'll find out all about it. All right. Hey, coming up after 4 o'clock, Julia Zamiro is coming in from Rockwiz. Rockwiz is back on this weekend. Do you guys have, and I'm putting you on the spot here, a piece of rock and roll trivia, like an awesome trivia question that you would like to see included in Rockwiz? Like a piece doesn't have to be about you guys. It can be just like a great story about a band that you've heard or a song that you've heard that you would love to be included. Get a bunch together.
That is a ridiculously on-the-spot question. I have no idea how to answer that.
If anyone else would like to text in a great piece of rock and roll trivia that they can use, if you have an awesome piece of trivia and you think, I know what Rockwiz needs to have a question about, then you can text us in 0439 757 555. That would be great. Anything yet, Michael? Anything yet, Lachlan?
The only thing I can think of is that I read somewhere, because I used to lie about it and say that it happened to us just to because I like lying in interviews, Lindsay, that I think the Cold War kids, one of the members of the Cold War kids, they met each other when one person delivered a pizza to the other person or something. And maybe the Black Keys met when they were lawn mowing.
They are the two best pieces of potentially not true trivia I've heard.
Yeah, potentially untrue.
I think the Cold War Kids one is true.
Yeah, no, and the Black Keys like were lawnmowers on a highway, and they used to meet up and talk, I think. I think.
Okay, I'm going to write both of those down. So the Cold War Kids, so this is the question. Which American band met when one of the members delivered another one a pizza?
Yeah, that's a question.
Well done. That is awesome.
Good stuff.
All right, well, Julia Zemiro's in after four. I'm going to put that to it, and she'll try and get it on the show. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to play from the album In Hindsight. This is Liquid Air. I believe the title's very
rock
deep.
Track.
The title means something very much to you guys. Where did you get the title for this song from?
It is the keyboard sound in the song.
And
the chorus. The name.
Here it is. A Triple J's Liquid Air. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Woo! It's the Doctor on Triple J.